Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's L-O-N-E-S-T-A-R Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big. Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's L-O-N-E-S-T-A-R Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring author, psychologist, and daily contributor, Siobhan Scott.
How often do people go and make complaints against their therapist or counselor? Or do people more so sometimes look at it as, well, you know, we just don't see eye to eye. It's not really a complaint. It's just, I'm going to move on. This didn't work out.
Yeah, I don't think as many people complain and make a formal complaint as they probably should. And it's a little bit of a gray area because, of course, there are times when a therapist may be giving someone feedback and the person just doesn't want to hear the feedback, mm-hmm. you know, and it's not that the therapist is doing anything wrong. It's just that, you know, maybe they've got a drinking problem and they don't like being told that they've got a drinking problem. So they get angry. So you can't make a complaint about every time a therapist says something that you don't like. But I think a lot of times when people are getting weird recommendations from a therapist, if the therapist is giving suggestions that make, let's say, people go in for couples counseling and they're getting really weird suggestions that make their situation worse, mm-hmm. anything regarding parenting that seems to be causing harm, I would love to see people feel empowered to just, you know, it's pretty easy online. Most of the time you can file complaints online. And at the very least, the licensing board would then contact the therapist and say, can you give us your explanation here mm-hmm. for what you're doing? And generally they'll ask for, if the person signs a release, they'll ask for, okay, show us what your assessment of the problem was and what was your treatment plan here. So they at least have to justify what they're doing. And I would love to see people do that more often. I don't think it happens that much.
How easy would it have been though for someone like a Jody Hildebrandt, where if called, and someone said exactly what you said, show us what the treatment plan is here, what are you doing, for her to just lie, for her to just come up with what she knows they want to hear? She seems like the type of person who is fairly good at that, and then just kind of brush it off. Is there much more check beyond that if someone says to the board, look, here's what we did, and, you know, they just didn't agree with it, and it was, you know, it is what it is.
She certainly could lie. And that, of course, in this case wouldn't be surprising either. But I have actually seen cases where, you know, there was pretty good evidence of something inappropriate happened, go to an actual hearing before the board in person, where the clinician has to go in, they have to take their records, testimony is received from the complainant, and then the therapist is grilled. And so I've seen that happen. That was in California, but that can certainly happen. And in cases where, you know, there's really pretty good evidence that this therapist is doing something wacky or something out of standard practice of care, they can do that. They can call them in and actually have a hearing. And I think it would be a little bit harder to lie when you have actual testimony that's given in person.
Obviously, the charges against them are pretty, you know, they're not good. They're not also charges that would, I think, likely end up someone to be in prison for the rest of their lives. So let's assume that it's not going to be forever or the rest of their lives. Is this a case, though, where the board can say, you will never get a license again for the rest of your life?
Yes.
It's not a probation or anything like that.
Yeah, I think in all likelihood, the board would do a permanent revocation of the license, and that does happen. Which should happen. Sure. Yes. There are people practicing all sorts of things in healthcare that they just, they're not safe, you know, because mm-hmm. of their own personality disorder. If you want to call that a mental health condition, that's in that category. They're never going to be safe.
How often do we see that in the mental health field where the provider themselves, like this case, where there is a mental health condition that's going on here, and maybe the drive and maybe some of the recommendations are based more so on someone's own personal experiences versus what's best for the actual client themselves?
Yeah, you know, there's a huge gray area between, mm-hmm. you know, people that are really psychologically altruistic and, you know, have good intentions and have a lot of insight, and then the real dangerous quacks, right? We've got this whole continuum in mm-hmm. between there. I think because it is a fairly rigorous process to become a licensed mental health clinician, overall, you've got basically pretty good people.
Yeah.
But do you get some weird ones in there? Or you could have a mental health a professional who develops psychosis, who becomes nutty, you know, at sure. some point. So I don't know how we would have data on that.
Yeah.
I can definitely say I have seen a lot of people in the gray zone mm-hmm. that I don't necessarily think they're doing harm, but I don't think they're necessarily the best at what they're doing, and maybe another profession would have been better for them. But that's true with MDs and basically every profession. We can even take that to hairdressers, right?
Sure.
There are certainly some that are talented and some that are just not doing such terrific work. But I do think people have to be very diligent consumers. I mean, mental health care, marriage counseling, parent-child relationship counseling, this is important stuff. Mm-hmm. And so I always tell people to do interviews before you choose a professional.
Yeah.
And there should at least be a free 15-minute, 30-minute phone call first where you ask questions, you explain what the situation you're dealing with is, just in very superficial general terms, and then make the person explain to you, how would they help? What exactly would they do? How mm-hmm. would they view your problem? And talk to at least three, you know, and don't make a choice until you've talked with someone that you feel really is insightful and understands and can offer you something.
I think that's something that probably a lot of people who saw her look back now on and go, wish we would have done that.
Yeah, but, yeah, yeah. And that's the thing, when you get a recommendation from a religious body, you know, or another kind of authority figure, you trust because, yeah. you know, that's how she got business.
You're consuming the Hidden Killers podcast.
Want more? Start binging on all of our true crime podcasts right now through Apple Podcasts and get an ad-free experience when you sign up to be a True Crime Today Premium Plus member exclusively on Apple Podcasts.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast dropping soon.
Press subscribe now.
Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's LoneStar Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big.
Third Love makes bras that actually fit, so they know this. If your bra feels uncomfortable, the problem isn't your body, it's your bra. Third Love designs for comfort first. Soft fabrics, support that doesn't dig, pinch, or slip. Bras that feel good and look good under everything you wear. Shop Third Love and explore over 60 sizes, including AA through H, and half cup sizes you won't find anywhere else. Get $15 off your first purchase at thirdlove.com with code PODCAST15.
Normally in these ads, you'd expect someone like me to ask you to buy something. But I want to ask you to do something different. I'm Dave Farenthold, and I'm a reporter for the New York Times. I'm an investigative reporter, which means that I follow the money, inside of government and outside of government. The point of my job is to find things people are trying to hide. It involves talking to lots of people. It involves looking through lots and lots of documents. And if there weren't folks like me to go beyond the surface to understand who is really shaping what the government does, the public will be left in the dark about what the government's doing with your tax money, what the government's doing to you through regulations and spending. If you're like me and you think this kind of journalism is important, seek out a news source that does firsthand, fact-based reporting. If that's the New York Times, thank you. If that's your local paper, That's great too, because where you get your information matters.
Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's LoneStar Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big. Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's LoneStar Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big. Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's LoneStar Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big. Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's LoneStar Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.